Welcome to your portal to God Dimensions and Dunes Vibrations podcasts, bringing you unorthodox and controversial material you will not see or hear anywhere else in the world. Today we have a very special extended episode with my guest co-host Sam. I hope you enjoy it and take away a great deal of insight, knowledge, and inspiration for moving up to higher and higher levels of God Dimensions. You will notice some static in the first few minutes of this podcast due to a brief equipment issue. It will go away shortly. Thank you for listening.
Well, I guess we'll start with last time we were talking about reality and what is reality, and we were talking about what is real. I got hung up on a lot of things. There was just so much information coming at me, and I feel I was understanding the science behind it, but having a hard time letting go of what I quote unquote know to be real and what defines reality. You were saying, we used this table for an example. I'm telling you this table's real and you're telling me it isn't. And
It's real, but it's not physical. The physicality is an illusion. That's all I'm saying.
Right, and this is what I was saying. Like, I'm having a hard time understanding that. I want to understand it. And I suppose it doesn't matter if I understand it. Maybe right now that isn't something I should be focusing on, and that's why I'm having a hard time understanding it.
You don't need to understand it. It's hard to understand. It's hard for me to understand. How do you conceive of breaking any object down into so many microscopic component parts, atoms and quarks and electrons, and then divide those up and keep dividing until all that's left is motion, movement? I can't conceive of that. What is movement? Not something moving, just movement, right?
Right,
but
yeah.
I use the example of you drop a rock into the lake and it makes waves.
Yeah.
Well, the water's not spreading out, but the waves
are. The movement is.
Right, so you have movement, but something is still moving, right?
Yeah.
The water, the molecules is still going up and down, but you can separate the concept of movement from the thing. For instance, a red car. You can separate the concept of red from the car. You can have red without the car.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you don't have to totally grasp it. You just have to know that there is no spoon.
I know.
There is no table.
I'm a very much seeing is believing person, and this is it's a curse. It's something I struggle with. So hearing this, I want to understand, and I'm getting hung up on it. I come back to it now and then. And when we were having the conversation last time, I started to get really uncomfortable, and I could hear it in my voice when I heard the podcast. I could hear it. I didn't like the way I sounded because I could hear the anger and the uncomfortableness in my voice.
Me too.
And I'm sure you could. And it's frustrating when I. So I'll get hung up on it, and it'll kind of dwell there, and it just bothers me while I'm, I'll be trying to read a book, but I can't stop focusing on that discussion we had because I don't know why it's bothering me so much. I think it's just, I was explaining to somebody else, I'm trying to gather as many pieces to the puzzle that is life, and I feel like that's kind of a major piece, and I can't get it, you know?
Well, we can do one of two things. We can get you to get it. Well, we can get you to forget it.
Right. Yeah.
I just made that up.
No, it's good. And perhaps that's what I need to do is just forget it for the time being. And, I circle
Stop
back around.
Thinking.
No, I know you're right.
Analytical thinking. That's what you're doing. Analytical thinking.
You're right.
That's killing you. I'm seeing you kill yourself right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the angst is.
And I could hear it on the last podcast. You're killing yourself. I'm worried about Scott.
She did tell me that, yeah. No need to worry. I'll get over it and move on.
But the only way to get over it is to stop thinking. And the only way to stop thinking and stop the anxiety is to be pure. Because when I was not, I'm telling you from experience, right?
Yeah.
When I was not pure, I had anxiety. Even stopping coffee didn't help. I mean, it helped. Of course it helped. And by the way, I just read that the Nazis had a party rule that no one should drink caffeine. And if they drank coffee, it should be decaf. That was what, back in the 1930s?
Or yeah.
This is the Nazi party as a party rule, right? Because they wanted to keep the Aryan race pure. They knew.
That's interesting, yeah.
Right? They had evil motives, but they knew that coffee was poison. I mean, they said that they believed it was poison. Caffeine was poison. All right. So anyway, that's an aside. So, but the thing was sex. I realized that sex was causing me fear and anxiety, fear and anxiety. As soon as I stopped that, it went away.
I can see that. I can see that. And the way I'm seeing it now is pre-girls, I was very confident and comfortable and just fun-loving. You know, and I didn't care what other people thought. And then once it became trying to get with girls, suddenly I'm overthinking everything and just not comfortable around other people because I'm watching everything I'm doing.
A man's relationship with girl, well, anybody's relationship with a female is going to give them anxiety.
Yeah.
Without any sexual dimension, you know.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing. After all that I learned, I'm watching shows like Last Man Standing, Home Improvement, According to Jim, and there's this very male and very female in a relationship, in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And let me also add the stand-up comics. I watch Funny You Should Ask, the game show. Have you seen that one?
No.
In Funny You Should Ask, they're all comedians. And all the men are constantly saying the same stuff about their relationship with women. For instance, the quickest way to end an argument with your wife, don't tell her to calm down. The host is agreeing. Yeah, that's something you don't do. If I tell them to calm down, it makes it worse. Women are all the same. Men are all the same, to a certain extent.
You're not wrong.
And the reason women are so much more all the same is because they talk to each other about it. They empathize with each other. And they empathize about their relationship with men. Men don't do that. Men don't talk to men about their relationships and their feelings about their relationships with their wives.
No, not the same women do. You're right.
So it's like the flu. It's contagious, so they all think the same.
Yeah.
And then the movies and the TV shows they watch, they're female-oriented, relationship-oriented. And
right.
They're constantly copying what they see.
You're right, but men are all the same for the most part.
Yeah, but they're watching football games.
They're watching football games, or they're being force-fed this idea that you need to have sex with as many women as possible, and you need to do this.
That too.
And that's the things men talk about, and that's why they all get that mindset. And it's
right, and they have to show off.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's a real detriment.
When you're in high school, if you know you went to the school dance, and nothing happened, you still have to brag about having sex with a girl.
Right. Yeah, you're right, and I think seeing it on TV, I think it's a vicious cycle. TV takes what we were talking about, and it is real. The women do that. Men do what I was saying, but then TV kind of hypes it up a little bit for the comedy, but then people see it, and you know it becomes reality. You know, life imitating art, and
art imitates life.
Yeah, and it continues, and like I was saying, it's getting worse. Because the way men talk, it's completely different than it was 50 years ago. I mean, from what I understand, I wasn't around 50 years ago to hear it, but even 20 years ago, it's far different.
It is.
I've got a few things I want to talk about. I don't know that they really relate directly with what we were saying, but it was a few things that came to mind listening to the podcast And there are things that just come to my head. Now and then I have these strange thoughts. But you were talking about breaking things down, infinite, you know, in smaller pieces. But I can't help but think, we're here on this planet, and I often think to myself, you know, we're looking down, we're breaking things down further and further, but what if we're just a smaller piece of something larger?
So what?
Fair enough. All right.
Continue. Let's talk about it.
No, I mean that's what I need to hear. You know, because these are the things that I sit and I
analyze.
Yes. Yeah. I'll analyze and I'm having a hard time talking to you about it because in the moment I'm having this moment of clarity and I can think clear, and I can visualize what I'm thinking about, but then I get distracted and I lose it and I don't go back to it. I often think to myself, you know, we had all these great minds, Einstein, Freud, or even back further, where they could sit and they could hold a thought and solve monumental problems.
Not by thinking about it. And Einstein used to say, I didn't get the answer until I stopped thinking about it.
Right. Yeah, he did say that, didn't he?
Right. So, I mean, that's God talking to you. That's what Eureka is. Eureka, I got it. How did you get it? God told me. I didn't figure it out. It just talked to me.
Maybe that's what my moment of clarity is then. But I don't know, because I picture the people with the big chalkboards working out this monumental math problem, and I just think to myself, how could they stay focused? You know, how would they stay focused? Because when I start working on something like that, if I get distracted, I can't go back to it.
They don't stay focused. That big blackboard shows lack of focus. It's all over the place.
Right, right. What it, that's their notes. I don't take notes. Maybe that's my problem. Or when I do take notes, I never go back to them.
Well, if you're taking notes about ideas that pop into your head, they should be organized. I do several things. One of the main things I do is I text myself. Put the subject and put the idea in the text and text yourself. I text myself everything. Words, pictures.
Then do you go back and sort them out? See, because I'll write notes. I'll write it on a small piece of paper, and then I just stuff that into a notebook. I don't file it. Nothing's stored. But this is a funny thing. I'll take notes, but I never go back and read my notes because, well, I already lived it. Why am I gonna? Yeah, let's find something new.
Well, I have that problem too because I mean I have a flood of ideas and thoughts coming from my God right brain. And I have a lot of post-it notes. They're all over the place. Then I take them and stick them to a sheet of paper so they look organized. Then I put the sheet of paper aside.
Okay.
And I don't look at that.
Yeah.
But
so you're a little better than I am. You have an organized way or you have a way to organize your mess.
Yes.
Okay.
For Instagram, when I text myself and it's an idea for a post on Instagram. So when I need an idea for Instagram, I search for that.
Yeah.
You know, or I scroll back and I go, oh, there's a good idea. I'm going to use that today.
It's not a bad method. I don't know. I hit a wall. I feel like everything I was thinking is the simple answer is just stop thinking. It doesn't matter.
Well, see, that's what I tell everyone. I say it's simple. She goes, it's not simple. It's hard to do. I said, no, no, no. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's two different things.
Right.
Easy
right.
And simple are two different things.
Yeah.
It's simple in concept, right? The rules are simple. But actually doing it is not easy. But there are things that you have to not do to make it harder, like coffee and sex and alcohol and drugs and all the other crap.
Yeah.
Anger, fear, aggression.
Yeah, emotion. Let's talk about emotions.
This guy who wrote this stuff, right? You said he's angry, right?
He's angry. Clearly, yeah.
How is he following my teachings up to this point?
he's clearly struggling.
There's no point in him looking at my website. It's pointless.
So you don't get angry?
No. What would I get angry at? I'm in control of everything. Yeah. Nothing happens without me making it happen. So what would I get angry at?
I suppose it would only be yourself.
It would only be myself, yes. But sometimes I kick myself and I say, damn it, I shouldn't have thought that thought because right. I thought it. As soon as I thought it, it showed up at the door. I made that monster show up at the door by thinking about it. And I said, damn it, I should have made it conscious. I should have made the unconscious thought a conscious thought. Because if you take it from your unconsciousness and bring it to the surface, to the conscious world, the left brain world, it doesn't come true. And also, cross it out. You got to cross it out. That's not going to happen. That's not possible. And that whole thought process of saying that, it helps to keep it conscious instead of unconscious. Are you following me?
I'm following you. Yes. I'm thinking of emotions. I've seen your posts in the past. I believe it's in your blog. I don't recall how you worded, but they're detrimental. They're bad.
Yes. Don't be emotional.
Yeah.
Which includes anger.
Anger, depression, and I mean,
fear.
I don't get angry often. I don't fear much, but depression is something I can struggle with at times, and it's just I'm struggling with words, as you can tell.
That's okay.
Because talking about emotions, it's uncomfortable for me anyway.
Good.
Right. Well, that's just it. So, for the longest time, I wouldn't really show emotions because, you know, as a man, you're not supposed to. And then I was in the Marine Corps, so, you know, I learned how to compartmentalize and suppress emotions. And then I started seeing some effects it was having on my daughters, and I kind of felt bad. You know, I was thinking that I might actually be messing them up a little bit because it really hit me.
Wait, messing them up by not expressing emotions?
Yeah, they were having a hard time relating to me.
That's because they're female. There's nothing you can do about that.
I suppose. They're you know, some of them are afraid of me. They think I'm intimidating, and they shouldn't feel like that. I'm their father. You know?
They're just so big. Start talking to them like I'm a god, you're a god, we're all gods. Are you teaching them?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to go into details.
No, you're right.
But just start the thought process. I'm a god. You're a god. Don't be afraid of me, because you're also a god and a goddess. You're a goddess, too.
Okay. Yeah, maybe better than me trying to show emotion.
Teach them about emotion. You know what I talk about emotion, right? So why can't you teach them?
Because I'm still learning. You know, people ask questions, and I don't have answers.
Well, you can tell them emotions generate negative chemicals in your body, which affect your brain and the functioning of the brain. It makes you less of a goddess. That will hit home with the girls.
Oh, you're right. And that's very similar to what I used to tell them as to why I didn't express myself. I guess I was just trying to relate to them instead of them relating to me.
But your bottom line is you have to be pure. I'm going to harp on that.
You should.
Because that's what it's about.
And you're right. And
did you read my blog today?
I did not. I was really busy today. I'm sorry.
It's a biggie. I mean, important. It's very important.
I did get a notification, so I know it was there. But no, I will read it. I will read it when I get home.
I'm going to read it to you now.
Okay.
And it's very simple. It's a quote from the Bible, from the epistles, from Corinthians. I won't read the whole thing. You have to read it. But the meat of it is in the picture. It says, "Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred and you are that temple." It's pretty simple.
It's all right there. And that's what you've been saying all along. I mean, anybody that reads your books is going to see that. It's all there. You know, they've been skirting around it. You're just pointing us to what they're trying to hide.
Yes, but, you know, the church keeps brainwashing people. God is in us all. It's the Spirit of God. It's literally God.
Yes.
It's not God in the sky. Spirit is here and there and everywhere. It's literally your God in you, literally in your head. Right brain is what the ancients called God. God is here. This is what they called God. There's no other God. That's what they were talking about right here.
Right.
When you read the rest of the quote, you'll see it's talking about left versus right.
I don't know.
I have an iPhone 7 Plus, which is years old.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't get an 8. I didn't get a 9, 10, 11, 12. Now a 12. I turned down the 12.
Yeah.
Wanted to get it for me for my birthday.
I remember, yeah.
And I said, no.
I don't know. I have whatever Walmart special they had with the Walmart plan.
Right. So. It does what I'm doing and what I need to do every day. Yeah. I upgrade it to the new operating system. And it's sucking the life out of my battery every hour. Is it going to enrich my life to spend $1,000?
It's sad because, I mean, I see it. I don't know that anybody else sees it, but the amount of work you put in, I mean, it's a lot of work. You spend a lot of time in front of that screen.
Literally 24/7, except for a few hours of sleep, but I even dream about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they don't get it that I'm working on them. It's 24/7.
And I wanted to comment on it on your page, but I didn't for some reason, so I'll say it now. I wanted to thank you for that, clearing out that, how do you pronounce it, pineal or penial?
Pineal.
Pineal, yeah. Gland. Because I'd been seeing a lot about that, and I never read too much into it. I would always read the other people's comments on it, but and I did do a little research. But yeah, I really appreciated you taking the time to do the research, put it together, and put that to bed so that I could stop.
Have you ever heard anybody say, I activated my pineal gland, and here's how I did it. I got the energy to come up my chakras, up to my pineal gland, my third eye opened, and this is what happened.
I've been hearing a lot of people talking, well, I've been seeing a lot of people posting on it on Instagram.
Just like that?
Very much like that. A lot of it is, instructions on how to decalcify your pineal gland.
Decalcify?
Yeah.
Well, you read my blog on it.
I did, yeah.
And helped me with that, because she pointed out to me, you've been eating crap all your life. Your pineal gland should be calcified more than anyone.
Absolutely.
Especially the New York City water with the fluoride and everything.
Yes, yes. I know.
It's bullshit.
That's kind of how I felt about it, but after reading your blog, I felt much better about my judgment on it.
And there's nothing in the ancient scriptures about the pineal gland.
I never heard of
it's
it.
It's all about left and right brain. Every line in the Bible is about left versus right, man versus God. It's just hard to understand because of the way they translated it, right, on purpose.
Right.
But if you know what it's about, you can get it, but you still have to focus. You have to really focus on it. And I still have to go back to the Greek. I have to, double-click on all the words to see the Greek trans. And the Greek words have many, many different meanings.
Right.
So you have to say, well, knowing what I know, it must be that meaning.
And that's one thing I'm going to keep pushing your books now. But one thing I really liked about your books is when you would show the different translations, these were the words, and this is how they got their mistranslation. This is how I got the translation, and this way makes sense.
Right.
So I always thought that was really, really interesting the way you did that.
Because their translation doesn't make sense. It's confusing, and it doesn't make any sense at all. But once you have the key, knowing it's about the brain, the God brain and the left brain, then you go, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Back to you. I mean about you.
Me?
We're talking about you. We're here. You're here to talk about you because you are confused.
I am, but you answered it. I mean, you answered it like that. You said, it doesn't matter. Stop thinking. And that's what it was. I was dwelling on that.
What I'm trying to get inspired about is teleportation. Beam me up.
Right.
Beam me down. I think it's possible.
I would love to see it.
I was brainstorming with a friend, and we actually did a drawing of a teleportation studio environment, like on Star Trek.
Right.
With the consoles and the viewing areas and the place where you stand and you beam up and beam down. And I think it's possible. So I'm waiting for the inspiration.
I can't tell you it isn't. I mean, I think we're getting closer.
When you get connected, you might be the one to work with me on that.
That would be great. Because we transfer so many things wirelessly as it is. Radio signals, all kinds of signals, all kinds of data.
Right.
It's just a matter of solid objects, which I guess could go back to our conversation.
We're not solid objects. See,
exactly.
There's the thing. We are data.
Right. Gosh, this was probably 15 years ago. I was working in a church. It's a large church, and the vacuum cleaner cord was kind of short, so I had to keep moving the cord. And I remember looking at my friend and said, we didn't have cordless vacuums because the batteries wouldn't last. And I said, I wish we could just have wireless vacuums, if they could just transmit electricity wirelessly. And he thought I was crazy. It's a crazy idea. But now we do that. Small scale, but we do that.
Well, Tesla was doing wireless charging and lighting bulbs, right? He was supposedly...
I think he was working... Yeah, I think... I think it was rumored. I don't know that it was ever confirmed. Surprisingly, I've never done much research on him. Interesting character, though. I really should read more on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, more to your point with teleportation, I mean, I feel like we're getting close to that.
The only thing I'm concerned about teleportation is that it's going to turn out to be something that we control with our brains. It's not going to be a machine, right? So now we go from what I'm teaching now to teaching people how to teleport with their brains. Right. And how do you sell that? You can sell a machine.
Right.
You can build a machine and sell a machine. But this is information.
Well, you're going to have to sell it much the way you're selling what you do now.
Right, you know, which nobody wants to pay
for. You've got to sell the education. Right.
People don't want to pay for education.
I know. Well, no, everybody wants free education. Isn't that the way we're going now? But look what free education gets you.
Right.
Yeah, teleportation, that's wild.
So I'm seeing the way your brain is working on stuff like this, but I don't want you to work on it now.
No, I've got to just let it come. I know.
Yeah, and to do that, you have to really get a solid connection to your God right brain and let the left brain go.
Yeah, I struggle a lot with my ego, and I think that's where a lot of my issues come from. I've mentioned the first time we talked, I'm working really hard on dealing with my ego and just working on myself, the psychology of myself.
Explain that. What's the deal with your ego? How do you know it's your ego?
I still don't. You know, because for a while I thought, you know, I'm rather humble. I don't walk around and boast. I don't have a big ego, but I'm realizing I do. It's just I don't see it. But I'm seeing I struggle.
If he says something mean to you, how do you feel about it? You're stupid.
Yeah, I get defensive.
Women call men stupid all the time.
All the time, because men are stupid. I mean, the things.
No,
men
aren't stupid. Men build buildings. They build cars. They build bridges.
But then I see
women don't do those things.
Well, women. Some women do.
No, they don't. They don't.
Then I see.
In all of history,
the things men will do to have sex, and I just say, God, men are dumb. You know, the things they do. Men are dumb. People are dumb. We can't. I mean, there's stupid women. There's stupid men. Yeah, you're right. Men build bridges.
I was just thinking, speaking of men and women being stupid, I'm thinking women look at my stuff, and I'm speaking in general terms, right? But the impression I get is when a woman hears my stuff, it's like, ooh, I'm a goddess. and when men hear it, it's like, I'm a god.
Right. God. That's all ego, right?
Yes. Both ways. It's all about me, the women, how beautiful I am, and I'm a goddess, I'm an angel. And the men, it's like, I'm a god. Okay, I like to say you're a god because God is in you. You are God's temple, like it said in that Bible quote. But you're not a god, you know?
Right, your physical body is not a god.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the brain you think with is not a god. That's your left brain.
Right.
But God is in you. And you have to tap into it, right? And do what it tells you to do. And you can ask it things, right? And it makes things happen. It's like a light switch. You don't turn the lights on. The electric company turns the lights on.
Right.
They supply the power. You just turn the switch on.
Yeah.
Right? But you're not the electric company.
No. Yeah.
But it's hard to separate those things, right? Because I have the power. I turned on the lights, right? So you sort of do have the power, but you're not the power. You follow me?
I'm following you, yes. Yeah.
These are important things. They're important concepts.
So back to ego. You know, Renee makes funny.
You're
fun
an idiot.
Yeah, I'm going to get, you know, I tend to get upset or defensive, you know?
Right, that's ego.
Yeah,
and it's ego. It's hard to fight that.
It is.
I'm almost 100 years old. I'm out of that.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm out of the politics, I'm out of the world, I'm out of gender, I'm out.
I would love to be able to just put gender aside. Wouldn't that be great?
Just get out.
Just exist.
Get out.
Yeah.
Pretend you are a god. And whenever somebody says something to you, and it's an ant insulting me, who cares? It's an ant.
I remember walking into work one day and just walking up to the building, and I was feeling, you know, I'm a god, and I was feeling great. And then I realized, it's just my ego. I'm just pumping myself up.
Don't pump yourself up. Just know you are a god.
Yeah.
Listen, There was a guy who wrote a book. He was the head of a big publishing company. And he wrote a book called Power, How to Get It and How to Use It. Basically, he says, people who have power don't need to show it.
Right.
You're the president of the United States. You have to prove that you have power? Why?
Yeah.
You don't have to prove it to anybody. You use it. You don't talk about it, right? You have the brain power. You have God in your head. You can create. You can create your own reality. You can make things happen. You can talk to people in their heads to influence their thoughts and make them do things. Did you see the movie Always?
No.
So you have power. You have to respect your wife. You have to love your wife. But you have to know who she is. You have to know what she is. She's a woman. She's an earthling. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
She's an earthling. You're a god. Someday she might be a god. Doesn't matter. That's someday. So you have no use for ego. What's the point?
I don't know the point. And that's just it. Now and then I'll reflect on it. And I say, God, this ego has gotten out of control.
That's your left brain. Your left brain is like, don't leave me alone. Don't abandon me. Don't let me go. I want to be in power. Literally, your left brain has a life of its own. Your God brain has a life of its own. And they're struggling for power over you.
Yeah.
This is literally true.
No, and I can feel it. And I know that's what it is. It's sad when I look at the effort I put into some of the things purely to feed my ego. You know, the amount of time I spend in the gym so that I look good. Different things I do just to feed my ego.
Well, that's definitely ego.
Right. It's sad.
But your body looking good. You have to take care of your body.
Right.
But if that's a focus... If it's like an obsession, like you're really loving it, looking in the mirror, take care of your body because you know it's healthy. Be healthy.
Right.
But not excessive. Yeah. You know,
right. And that's the thing. I was pushing. I was pushing it.
Plus, if you do too much working out, you're releasing energy.
Yeah.
I tell people walk. Just walk a lot. Walk a lot. Play tennis. And I was just telling the delivery guy, he wanted to know what my secret was of staying young. I said, energy, build energy. So he started asking me about it. I said, I play tennis and she hits that ball at 100 miles an hour. She's good.
Yeah.
She's a natural. She was good. Her only problem was she was only good against me. When she played against a stranger, she just wanted to be their friend. She wanted them to like her.
Yeah.
But you have to be a killer. On the court. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she hits the ball to me at 100 miles an hour and it goes top spin. I go, oh, fuck it. I'm not going to kill
myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I tell her, don't do that. You know, let's just hit the ball. I'll run around. You know, I'm not going to kill myself. Why do I need to? You know, I said, don't do that. She goes, I'm not doing it on purpose. So playing tennis, you know. I'm exercising, I'm staying in shape, but I'm not releasing much energy.
Right. I've got nothing now. I think you got it 30 seconds in.
Oh.
I just overthink. I overthink. And you
have to be pure.
And I'm not pure.
I know you're not.
No, I know you know. I'm not. That's why I don't bother to hide it. It's something I'm working on.
You know that if you're not pure, you're in the process of dying.
I do.
Deterioration, right? Because death doesn't happen suddenly. People are deteriorating all their lives until they die, finally. They don't realize it. They think, oh, suddenly I died.
It's funny because, I feel really good about it. And I'll get about 2 weeks in, and then I don't know what happens. I think I made it 3 weeks. One time was the longest.
It could take a month just to recover, just to start to heal. From the last time you did it. And if it's only 3 weeks, then you just go back to square one.
Right, and that's what I get so upset about. That's what I told you last. I don't even get to enjoy it because as soon as it's over, I'm like, all those weeks of work and now it's gone.
Right. Oh, believe me, I know. I've been through it. I did the same thing many, 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 many times. Yeah. Trial and error.
So you didn't just one time just swear it off then? So it's not just me having
no, it's not
struggle.
Just you.
Okay.
I told you, it's not easy.
I feel a little better now. God, she must think I'm so weak. I can't just say no.
No, I had I put up a printout over here. It said After Effects, After Effects, After Effects, After Effects, After Effects, After Effects. A long list of just that. Just to keep reminding me that there are After Effects. It feels good. You even feel good the next day. Yeah. It's like, you know. But then the next day and the next day and the next day, it just gets worse and worse. And bad things happen. It's not just internal. It's external. And you're not 40 years old yet. How old are you?
39.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah.
40 years old is a crossroads. And I'm not wrong. When a person goes over 40, the after effects are severe. And I'm not talking about just internal, but bad things happen.
I better get it straight. I better get it straight soon.
The problem is bad things happen to people. So people go.
But I'm a late bloomer. I think I got a few years. I mean, look at me. I don't look 40.
It doesn't matter what you look like. And I can't explain why that's a key age and why what happens. I can't tell you.
So out of curiosity, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but where did you come up with 40?
I'm just telling you experience, and I'm watching other people. Experience, and watching other people. I don't just watch my own life. I watch other people's lives. 40 is a key age, and it's not just internal. It's external. Bad things happen to good people. Right? Bad things keep happening to good people because they keep doing this stuff. Because they're not pure, they're in low dimensions. But because of that, when something bad happens, they go, well, it's normal.
Yeah, they just
write it off. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
It does happen to everyone, but it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And everybody dies, but it's not supposed to be.
Because they're being fed these lies that this is the way you're supposed to live and they're not. Yeah.
And the church is at the bottom of it. It's God's will. It's God's will you got cancer. It's God's will you died. It's God's will for this and God's will for that. God wanted it to happen. No, God doesn't want you to get sick. God doesn't want you to die. God doesn't want you to lose your job.
I know. The things people will justify with God's will.
Right.
You know, terminal illness or...
Or a car accident.
A car accident.
The damn lawyers are on TV every 2 seconds. Car accident lawyers, ambulance chasers. And by doing it, they're just putting fears in people's heads that they're going to have a car accident.
It's good for their business.
It's good for their business. I don't know if they know that and doing it on purpose or...
Probably not, but...
Or they just see the results. I know nothing bad can happen.
Yeah.
So no matter what does happen... I know it's for a good reason. Something good is going to come from it. I never judge something as being bad. It's always good.
No, you're right. I mean, looking at your life, it's working for you. You know, I can't dispute anything you're saying.
I must have been born differently.
I don't know. I don't think that's it. No.
I have different genes, different DNA.
Yeah.
My father was Superman from the planet Krypton. I've been told, well, you're different. I'm not different.
Yeah, I get told that a lot too, but for different reasons. Usually a mockery. You're a little different, aren't you?
I was in worse shape than most humans.
Yeah.
I had a lot of problems.
Okay.
Anger, a lot of anger. Road rage. Oh, yeah. Anger.
That's hard to imagine.
I was off the handle, off the...
Yeah. I have a hard time picturing it.
I had physical problems, heart problems, stomach problems, headaches... Sinus infections, I'd be in bed for 2 weeks. 2 weeks with a fever, not COVID-19.
I used to get knocked out with sinus infections back in high school. I'd be laid right out for about 2 weeks, yeah.
And then I start feeling better towards the end of the 2 weeks. Let's have sex. And then I'd be sick again. Why? Because I had sex. People get sick because they have sex.
That's true, yeah.
It's like this huge impact on the immune system because it just trains so much energy. I don't get sick. Suddenly, I never got sick again because I stopped. But then there was a time a few years ago when I made some major mistakes. I fell off the mountain. I broke my foot. I got a sinus infection and a kidney stone all in the same month.
So that confirmed it.
It didn't have to confirm it.
Yeah.
Because I already knew at that point that bad things were going to happen. And so once you know, I think somewhere in the Bible it says, it's better for you not to know the cause and effect. It's better to be innocent. Because once you know, it's worse. Because you fall off the mountain, and then you know you better be afraid, be very afraid. Bad things are going to happen. You follow me?
I'm following.
This is a whole world that no one talks about.
No, right.
Who else is saying these words?
I've not heard it anywhere else.
My Indian friend, by the way, we did a phone call, and I recorded it. And on that recording, he said, out of 8 billion people in the world, you're the only one who knows this.
Yeah.
And is teaching it.
The real discovery which you have made out of 7 billion people in this whole entire planet or in the past till all the lifetimes, you have discovered something which only you have discovered. Only one person, and that is my Didi. So it's a big moment. Thank you for this understanding. Thank you so much. You are a real inspiration. So it's a privilege to have a talk with you.
And he's right. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
But so many people are saying the same other things over and over again. And is it working?
No.
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 One person says, it's all the same New Age stuff. It's not even close to the New Age stuff.
What's the New Age stuff?
Crystals and chakras and the pineal gland. That's New Age stuff.
It's New Age for this area. I mean, yeah, that's been around thousands of years, right? But you're right. It's very New Age. But no, you're not. I don't know how they could even compare you with that.
There's no comparison. It's nothing. This is weird stuff that I'm talking about.
It's very weird stuff. I mean, I was very caught off guard when I was introduced to it. And I said, I need to learn more. So then I got the books and I said, wow, there might be something to this.
For a long time, I said, what does what I do in the privacy of my bedroom have to do with my external world? Like bad things happening on the other side of that door.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a different dimension. And this whole thing about dimensions, your dimension of life, who's talking about that?
No, yeah.
Nobody. They don't know. Finally, I realized, well, I said, wait a minute. This is a multidimensional multiverse. I'm in another dimension of another universe. And what they talked about heaven is one universe, hell is another universe. And then there's levels in each one of those. So those are dimensions, multidimensional multiverse. And I can go up and I can go down. And the higher up I go, the better things that happen. This is weird. This is a sci-fi movie.
Now, I have been seeing other people post on other dimensions, multi-dimensions.
5D.
Yes, 5D is another one, yeah.
It's not the same thing.
I've not really looked into it.
It's more New Age-ish.
Talking about energy also, because I've been seeing a lot of people talking about, you know, raising your energy and
energy,
vibration.
Raising your vibration.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's all it is. That's the beginning and ending of it. There's no how to do it or what's the result of it.
Right.
Does it affect your life? Vibes. Vibes have been from the hippie days,
yeah,
from the 60s.
Good vibrations.
Good,
right?
Vibrations, yeah. Good vibes, bad vibes.
Yeah.
You know, I feel you, blah, blah, blah. But it just ends there. It's not about life. Real life, what happens to you.
Yeah, I guess I was asking more, have you looked into that at all?
There's nothing to look into. There's nothing there. It's like the pineal gland.
I didn't want to waste my time searching through other people's Instagrams. You end up just falling down a rabbit hole.
Right. I'm not being selfish when I tell you, stay with my stuff. That's all you need.
No, I don't. I don't take it as that.
Am I telling you to read the Bible?
No.
I tell people, don't read the Bible. Just going to get more confused. And my friend, he keeps sending me Bible quotes. And he goes, would you translate this for me the right way? How do you feel?
Much better.
You matter. God in you matters. You have to understand that this is not just your half your brain. It's another being inside you. You have to take care of it.
That's a different way to look at it. I hadn't looked at it like that.
It's separate. It's not you. That's why they called it God, because it's not you. You are your left brain. That's man. They called it Theos, God, because it's not you. It's inside you. You are God's temple living inside you, the living God. It's all in the Bible, just like that, in those words. It's literally a separate being. And that's why I say it's unconscious, because your left brain is conscious. You can't just think with your right brain. It's not you. You pass it requests. You get information from
you. Get questions,
get answers.
Right.
You ask to do something, it creates for you, it does things for you.
So when you say to be more right-brained,
I say, get connected to your God right brain. You got to connect to it.
Did I misread? I was saying how to be right brain, because that's what I was getting hung up on. I'm like, how do I? Here I am thinking of how to stop thinking, because that's the way my mind works, right? I'm gonna drive myself crazy.
Well, I remember what you're referring to. Yes, there was a chapter.
I think
there
was in a chapter in one of your newer ones.
Probably True God Rules.
It was one of the True
God.
I
remember that table. All of these things about the left brain. All these things about the right brain.
Yeah.
These are aids, right? It's just an aid. You're not becoming right-brained.
Yeah.
It's just a loose way to put it. Yeah. It's just
I was
aid.
Probably taking it too literal. I tend to do that if you haven't picked up on it yet. But I like that analogy of or the way you put it. It's a being, you know, it's another being inside.
It's not an analogy. It's literally
right,
true.
I misspoke. And as that word left my mouth, I thought that isn't right. But hearing it that way gives me another understanding for it.
You have to take care of it. You have a responsibility. The rest of the world is not living up to their responsibility.
No, we're not.
Because the church teaches everybody it's God up there. God is all powerful. But they don't teach you that you're hurting God in here. You're literally hurting it if you don't take care of it, because you are God's temple. If you destroy God, you're destroying yourself.
I feel like that was a big answer. I think I'd really been struggling with it. God, I'm glad we had this talk tonight.
Let me show you something. I wrote this book years ago, and it's been laying around in this folder on the floor. Today I said, maybe there's stuff in here I can use for my blog. Never been published in any way. So I went like this, and I opened to this page, and I read it. And I go, that'll make a good blog for today.
Oh, that's the one
that's the one I just read to you. And the whole rest of it is the blog.
That's so funny.
Okay. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, which means you will be destroyed.
Right.
And bad things happen. That's why bad things happen.
Yeah.
God is not punishing you. It's just you're in a low dimension. It's energy and vibrations and frequencies and dimensions. How do frequencies create your dimension? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with teleportation.
Yeah, I don't know. We could sit and speculate on that, but that's all it would be is speculation.
Okay, read the blog.
I will. Do you want me to read it right now, or I can read it when I get home? I don't have my phone.
What would you like to do?
I'll read it when I get home, unless you want it now. I'll read it now.
You read it. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay. You want to call it?
Sure. That's it for today. Please be sure to visit my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. Explore its vast resources for rising to higher dimensions of life. Check out my books, containing many years of GodSight and research. Also very important is the latest information contained in my blog, forum, and portal feed, portaltogoddimensions.com. That's portal, the number 2, God Dimensions with 1D, all one word, .com. portaltogoddimensions.com. Thanks again for listening.